You are listening to Book Nerds.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Book Nuts, your podcast about books, audiobooks, and such. This is a book where we review a book, and we both listen to it, me and my co-host, listen to an audiobook format, and you can go back to episode one and find out why we like audiobooks. But it's not just for audiobooks. If you want to physically read the book, you can physically read the book and join in. And if you want to join us, contact me at tracy@podnuts.com. And we will let you know what book and when we're going to record the next episode, so you can join us. I think this is one where the more people we get in, I think the more enjoyable it becomes. So what we're going to be doing now is talking about the book, and then we're going to stop it to have a spoiler. We'll tell you when that is, and if you haven't listened to it, nothing we say before that spoiler break will ruin the book for you, for your enjoyment of the book. But afterwards, if you don't mind hearing the spoilers, hey, go for it, listen to it, and enjoy this great thing as we call audiobooks and books. It's a great thing that I think a lot of people nowadays overlook for enjoyment. Personally, I would rather sit down to a really good book or audiobook than 99% of what's on TV, except for hockey, for obvious reasons. That's me, though. So, and you're going to hear some laughing in the background. My co-host for this, and I can truly, honestly say that he is a friend, and I'm very proud to have him as a friend. And there's been many times in my life, I'm not trying to gush up to him or anything, but I just think, holy smokes, am I just flipping proud of Jonathan, of what he is, and everything like that, because everything I did, Jonathan had a little more challenging aspect to do it, and he never once complained, and dang it, he usually does it better than me. So again, you guys might know it by there, my friend Jonathan Nadeau.
Tracy, thank you, and it's an honor and a privilege to be your friend, so I appreciate our friendship also. Go ahead.
Nope, I was just going to say thank you very much.
Oh, okay. So yeah, nothing, again, out of the ordinary really going on here, normal everyday stuff. My daughter's birthday's tomorrow, she'll be 7, so that's depressing, sort of. Yeah, where's the time go? But yeah, so she'll be 7 tomorrow, we'll be doing all kinds of stuff for her, and going out to dinner and taking her to the American Girl store and buying her another doll. And so, yeah, everything's going well over here.
So your daughter, and she was number 13, correct?
Yeah, no, she's actually number 2. So she's higher up on the totem pole with the NATO children.
Exactly. So for people that don't know what you're talking about, tell us about the kids you have now.
Yeah, I have four kids. My wife and I have four kids, and we have one on the way that's going to be due late April, early May. So we'll have another girl. So we'll have 3 boys and 2 girls by the beginning of May. So, you know, oldest son's 12, and then my daughter's 7. Then I have another son that's 5, another son that's almost 2. We'll be 2 in June, and then we'll have a baby on the way. So that's exciting times over here. I almost have enough for a hockey team, Tracy.
That's what I was actually thinking of the same thing. You got to have one more. You need one more, then you can have a full team plus a goalie. Now, although you can just get a pickup goalie if you need to, but I really suggest getting the number 6.
Well, I think we're done this time. So maybe I'll just be the goalie, you know? I'll just have to use the force to block the pucks.
Exactly. And speaking of using the force.
Oh, yeah, that was pretty good.
Yay, I get transitions in every now and then. This time we are going to be talking about a Star Wars book called Scoundrels. Okay, it is by Timothy Zahn. If you listen to our last episode, I didn't mention the author till we were darn near done with the first section, and that was pretty bad. But Timothy Zahn's, and he wrote a book, and I've looked this up a little history, and he's done a couple others in the past. Yeah. And but this is the book called Scoundrels. And before we get into that, I just want to mention, if anybody has any corrections, concerns, comments, or anything, make sure you email Tracy@podnuts.com, and we'll try to take care of that. And we drew appreciate Podnuts letting us put this on here, because this is something me and Jonathan both really like to do. We are both really, really into audiobooks and books in general. And this gives us an extension just to talk about something we really do enjoy. So really want to thank Podnuts. And we give Steve McLaughlin, otherwise known as Door to Door Geek, a bad time all the time. But we truly do appreciate what he does for this. And to help him out, to help to keep everything free for you guys, because there's a lot of awesome content there. Anytime you want to use Amazon, please go to podnuts.com/Amazon. And it'll redirect you to the Amazon affiliate page. Everything costs the same. You guys know that. If you need to purchase something, he gets a list of what people bought, but not who bought it. So if you're going to buy the pink underwear, hey, he just knows pink underwear. He doesn't, he has no idea, it was Martin out in Oregon. So that actually bought them. So I'm not going to tell him I said that. I'm just going to wait for whenever this comes out down the line for Martin to say, really, Tracy? So tonight we're going to be talking about Scoundrels and Timothy Zahn. Again, this is the non-spoiler section. So, Jonathan, start us out.
All right. So, Scoundrels, I believe that, this isn't like a officially sanctioned, book from, Lucas or anything, but this book does a great job with kind of sticking within the, Star Wars realm and not going, too off the beat path, which is pretty cool. So this book, Scoundrels, it's very interesting. Before I get too far into the book itself, I would say the recording of this audiobook is really cool. It's more of a dramatization kind of than just someone reading a book. So there's a whole bunch of like really cool sound effects, and there's basically voice actors where there's each person is doing the voice of like Han Solo and the other character. So it's a very cool book. If anything else, the sound quality is great. The dramatization of it is done really well. So with that being said, Scoundrels is basically you're introduced to Han Solo in the beginning of the book, and him and Chewie are kind of in, the typical bar kind of setting that you normally find them in. And this stranger comes up to Han Solo and kind of knows of him, and is asking him to do him a favor. And he basically gives him this story that someone stole like millions of credits from him, and he wants to get his credits back. And he's willing to give Han Solo whatever a percentage of the credits if he can get them back. And so basically, Han Solo decides, I'm loaning money. Let's do it. So throughout in the beginning of the book, he starts to put together a team of people, like friends he's known in the past, to basically find a way to break into this building and into the safe where these credits are. And so he starts putting together a team. And the story becomes interesting, I think, very quickly. Did you think it kind of picked up right away, Tracy?
Yeah, it was a good set of events. I wanted to know when this took place, so when I was reading it, I stopped and started Googling it. This is the time frame of this is right after A New Hope, so that is episode 4.
Ah, okay.
The original one that came out in 75, the first three, but The New Hope, this came out right after that. So okay. Kind of time frame. So I kind of wanted to find a time frame for that because I almost said a little spoiler. This really doesn't ruin anything. It's not a spoiler. He has a hard time getting along with Han Solo. Han Solo has a hard time getting along with
Lando.
I'm sorry, my mind is going blank. Yeah, so that really doesn't ruin it. So, and I was kind of like thinking about, okay, when does this take place? So that's why I went there. Yep, everything Jonathan said was right. He said about it. I'm going to give you my score of this book right now because it'll help tell stuff later. I originally was going to give this book a 7. And I can get in, but the audio quality was so outstanding, the way they did this and the background noises, I bumped it up to an 8. Just because, like you said, not only the different voices, they have background noises. Yeah, like when they're in the big spaceships, you hear that big whoosh sound and everything in the background. They're out in a public public event, you hear little voices in the exactly. background and everything. So, and I hate to do this, but the reason I was originally giving it a 7 is actually going to have to be in the spoiler section of why, because it I don't know if it will spoil it, but it really could. So that's why I will go in more detail why it was only a 7 to me. But like I said, with the audio quality, it bumps it up to an 8, which in my category is you should read it. It doesn't have to go on top of your list, but it should be on your queue to listen to and or read.
I would give it a 9. The one thing I really like about the story, it has a Pulp Fiction-esque kind of feel to it. It's kind of like, here's what's going on here, and it's talking about, you know, there's a scene that you're, you know, seeing unfold before you, but then it's like, but now this is going on over here, and like, so there's kind of multiple things going on at once, and you're kind of seeing different things from different angles, and I really love stories that are kind of told that way, because then you try to, like, start to guess, like, okay, yeah, so we saw that person doing this, and now we're in this scene, and we see this person doing that. I bet you know, this person over here is going to do that. It's, I like how the story is put together. I think it's done really well. And I guess we'll find out more of Tracy's opinions about it later. But so again, quickly, like, you know, so Han Solo puts together these team of people, and he's not even sure if he can trust some of them to do the job with him, because they're all kind of like, you know, heist, you know, kind of shady people. I guess you would say, maybe, like, they're professional, you know, thieves and stuff that he's getting a hold of. So, you know, Han's always talking to Chewie like, yeah, well, I think we could trust him, but, you know, who else are we going to ask? There's no one else we can ask to help us out. And, you know, and each person he gets on the team is good at kind of a specific thing. So they all kind of work together to get the job done. So it's pretty interesting.
Yeah, I did like, and this doesn't ruin it, how even though Han Solo wanted nothing to do, Lando still ended up there. I'm not going to say how, because that kind of introduces who asked him in a deeper meaning of that character. So, and you'll understand when you read it what I mean by that. That I did like that, and yeah, I can talk more in detail about. And it'll explain a lot about my details of the book, and I really hate doing that, saying, hey, it's in the spoiler. I really hate it, but that's going to be most of the discussion for me, because it all kind of revolves around that.
Okay. But yeah, so again, the story, I think the story is really interesting. Like I said, it's a very Pulp Fiction-esque type of approach, and again, the audio quality is fantastic. And I think the story is done really well. At the end, there was definitely like a whoa moment at the end where it's like, wow, I didn't see that coming. So, like I said, I would give it a 9. Tracy gives it an 8 due to the audio quality, which I think that says something if you give it a whole nother kind of point more. So I think that's kind of about it without really, because there's a lot going on in this book. So I think too much details could possibly ruin it, but that's kind of the overview of the book, though. Han Solo was hired to get back these stolen credits in a safe in a very heavily guarded building with lots of, you know, security things put in place to make sure no one can get into this safe.
Right, and like you're saying, this book, I think it would be considered an audio drama instead of just an audio book.
Yeah, because again, it's not someone just kind of reading the book and kind of throwing in, you know, his or her voices into it. It's literally, you know, there's one guy doing Han Solo's voice, one guy doing Lando Calrissian, so that they're all kind of like voice actors, and like Tracy said, there's all sorts of, you know, sound effects and stuff, so it's done really well.
Yeah, one thing I liked is the voice actors they got really sounded like Han Solo. They did sound like Lando from the movie. They did sound like Chewbacca from the movie. So you could kind of tell they were different, but they were, right away I was like, you know, man, is, you know, did they get him to do that? Then I was like, there's no way, you know, Lando's dead, you know, in real life, you know, they got it, and they kind of made the voices sound like from the movies. So when they're talking, if you watch the Star Wars movies, you know who it is just by the voice.
Yeah, absolutely. So I think that's probably about it then for the non-spoiler section, do you think, Tracy?
Yep, that sounds good for that. If you don't want to know anything more about the book, stop it here in a second. But we do want to thank everybody for downloading this and listening to it. Again, any questions, comments, concerns, corrections, contact us at tracy@podnuts.com. And we are going to head into the spoiler section right now. All right, we're in the spoiler section. If you do not want to know details about this book, turn it off. Pop it. Done. You won't miss anything else detail about the podcast except the details about what's going on in this book. So I guess I'll start off since I kind of did a little
cliffhanger. You got me on the edge of my seat here.
Yeah. The book, okay. The two reasons why this book would have been an 8 to me and a 9 with the audio quality, but I gave it a 7 and up to an 8 with the audio quality for two main things. One of them, it's to me a bigger thing, and one of them's kind of like more of a nitpicky type thing.
Okay.
The nitpicky type thing is this book, you are right, had a lot of twists and turns. And the twists and turns, how they ended up, really were unique and how they happened. But when I was listening to this, I could see every time a big twist or turn was going to happen before it happened. And almost every one, it was like, okay, this is something's going to happen right now. And you know, even though they're trying to make it a surprise, and I could kind of tell the way this author was writing it pretty early on when big stuff was going to happen. That was my one complaint. My other complaint was I really thought it was too long.
It is a long book.
I really thought they could have, honestly, without ruining anything in the story, been about 15-20% shorter. Like towards the beginning, one example is they have this whole big scene where they're meeting basically for the first time. They're going to go over their plan, and they're meeting in this like rental house
in the hotel, right?
Yeah, the one, I forgot her name, who hooked him up with this house, you know, this really nice house. And
yeah, I don't remember her name. She's kind of the overseer / coordinator of the whole thing, because she kind of knows how to pull all the strings to get everything done.
Right, yeah. So they're in this house, and pretty much that whole thing, it lasted about half an hour, 45 minutes in the audiobook. You really didn't need. If you looked at it, the only thing that came out of that was they know when these people, when they're coming and going from the house they're trying to steal from. That's all you really learn from this whole thing. That and, okay, Han Solo, you're going to have to work with Lando.
It took
like 45 minutes to get through that. So some areas were really long, and I was honestly saying, man, I know what's going on in the scene. Can we just get this scene done and get on to the next scene? You know,
yeah. So
that's why I gave it a little lower grade because of those two things. Now, that being said, I still think people should read or listen to this because it is a good story. And like you said, even though I knew a twist or turn was coming up, I had no flipping clue how these twists and turns were going to happen. A couple of them, you know, you just guess right,
yeah.
You know, but for the most part, they were very unique and kind of kept you off guard a little bit,
yeah.
Throughout it. So that's why I didn't want to really, I could have said that maybe in the beginning, but I really think I had to give a couple examples in there under spoilers,
yeah.
To give my detail why. So, I'll pass it off to you now.
Yeah, for me, I guess I'm not a good judge to say. I didn't realize it took 45 minutes, because when I'm listening to something, 45 minutes is like 12 minutes for me. So, but you're right. When I look back and think about it and look at that whole scene, I'm like, yeah, that is a pretty long scene, and really not too much comes out of it, like you said. So that part could definitely be taken out. There's even a part towards the end when was it Lando or his other friend there and the girl that get caught by the Empire, and they get brought into the, you know, into the ship towards the end of the book, and then they let him go. Like that scene kind of been without, you know, there's a couple like little things here and there that didn't really need to be in the book, but you know, overall, I guess, again, I'm not a good judge of time because I'm listening to it at a faster rate. So For me, I loved all the twists and turns. I love, you know, there's always kind of like something going on. And you have to like kind of look ahead to see what's going on. And one of the two things caught me by surprise the most. And one of them was at the end of the book when they're, you know, they finally broke into the room where the safe is. They broke into the safe. There's this whole elaborate thing to get into the safe, and then all of a sudden the safe came loose, and it was like this sphere. The safe was a sphere hanging from the wall. It was like this big giant, basically like safe, but it was in the shape of a sphere. And they rigged it so once the door opened, the sphere broke off from whatever it was attached to, and it just started rolling. It rolled out of the room. It rolled out of like the front door, and it's like this big giant heavy ball. And while that's going on, Han is like making sure no one gets hit by it. Like, it looks like he's kind of protecting the people, because at this time there's this big, you know, fair celebration thing going on. There's all kinds of people around this house, and so this big giant ball comes rolling out the front door, and so he's doing everything he can to make sure no one gets hurt by it, because it'll just kill people. And so it seems like, you know, he's just protecting the people, but once the ball finally stops rolling, you realize two of his buddies locked themselves inside the ball so they could escape out of the house. And I was like, oh man, I didn't see that coming. That was brilliant.
Yeah, that was good. One thing I also liked about this book was, and this is, I like this, but I think it was partly why it made it longer also, was he just didn't introduce you and said, here is Joe Smith, he is a safecracker. You know, they just didn't do that. You actually got a story with each of the characters. Like, it was kind of, yeah, it was not really long, but it was longer when he met the twins. When you met the two girls, and you know, there was a little longer story, but you really got to know what they can do and how they can do it through that. So that made a little longer. So that was part of a complaint, but I really think that helped out in the book, because it gave you a deeper perspective of each of the characters that you don't know.
Yeah, exactly. Even when he met the, I don't remember his name now, but he was acting as a clown. And one of the reasons why they wanted to get a hold of him is because he still had a working lightsaber, even though it was not fully charged. So the, you know, the portion of the lightsaber that would come out was really short. But they're like, you know, we need to get a hold of him because, you know, the lightsaber can cut through anything. And so you got a little bit of background about that guy, too.
Yeah, and obviously you can see the innuendos. They always talk about it, the length of the sword, so coming in here and there. So yeah, that's another thing. You saw those coming. They're still funny, but you know, you still saw those coming.
Yeah, and the other gotcha for me is that, you know, the book's coming towards the end, and we forgot to mention like these other sort of, I can't remember, there are these other like characters, like, They're kind of like lizard-like people, and they're very powerful, and they had kind of like these pheromones that would come out of them, and they could basically kind of like mind control people. Like, once people were around these guys, like, they could just be kind of mind controlled. Well, towards the end of the book, one of these lizard people gets control of the twins that are one of the twins that are helping with the heist, and the guy that originally hired Han Solo comes into action. And he busts into the room where one of the twins is being held hostage, and he basically shoots this lizard guy and saves her. And but at the end of the movie, he's supposed to meet up with Han and Chewbacca at the Millennium Falcon, and he ends up not running into them. But you figure out that this guy that hired Han Solo in the beginning is actually Boba Fett. And it was this whole elaborate scheme to basically kill Han Solo. There's two reasons why Boba Fett did this. One was to kill one of those, the lizard person that he killed at the end of the book. So that was one of his things that he was trying to do, and he got a bounty on that guy. But he's trying to collect on the second bounty for Han Solo, and that ended up not coming through. Because at the end, it talks about the guy, and he's taken off all of his, like, plastic molding or whatever, because he made himself like look all deformed and stuff and like a normal person. But at the end, you figure out it's Boba Fett, and I was like, whoa, I did not see that coming.
Yeah, that was one of the twists and turns. I kind of figured early on, probably about the point, you know, when they were staking out the place that where that party was going to be, where they were going to rob at the safe,
yeah.
You know, and they're right about then, I kind of figured out, okay, this guy is not who he says, you know, who he is, and he's probably one of the main bad characters in this. I kind of picked up on it there, but no clue it was going to be, you know, Boba Fett. Not even an ounce of, you know, that. So that was one of the big twist turns for me.
Yeah, yeah. I knew something was off with him, and something, you know, there's something was going to happen with him in some way, shape, or form. But again, I would had no idea it was going to be Boba Fett. And, you know, this whole elaborate scheme was just to get a hold of Han Solo. Because they did end up getting those credits that were in the safe, but they weren't as much as that guy said they were. So they ended up making a little bit of money, but nowhere near they thought the kind of money they thought they were going to make. So, you know, that was sort of a letdown for, you know, Han Solo and everyone else that you know, helped out with the heist, because the credits that they did find were nowhere near worth the value that Boba Fett said they were.
Yeah, and that was one of the things about, I knew there was going to be really no almost credits in there, because I knew this was taking place right after A New Hope. And when you get to episode 5, The Empire Strikes Back, you know he's still in debt with Jabba the Hutt. So yeah. I knew he wasn't going to get the credits. So that kind of, for me, I knew what was going on there, that, okay, he's not going to get the credits. And if he gets the credit, somebody's going to steal him from him immediately or something like that. So
Yeah. Those
were really the only two ways it could have went down. You know, he's not going to get the credits, or somebody's going to steal him from him. So that was another thing that I kind of picked up early on. And maybe that was for me having to find out timeline, having to go look at when this took place, you know. But because realistically with the characters, this could have taken place after Return of the Jedi, realistically. No, because Jabba the Hutt died. So in episodes in Empire Strikes, Return of the Jedi. So
yeah.
So realistically, yeah, there really wasn't any. So that was one of the things for me about that. But I hate to sound negative on this book. It was enjoyable for me. It was just a long, enjoyable book.
Yeah, no, it definitely is a long book.
Yeah, I listened to this one when I was where was I driving? Was this the one I was driving?
You're going to your dad's house or something like that.
Yeah. I was going up to I forgot, when did I go up there? I forgot when I went up there.
It might have been a few months ago or so.
Was it October? Yeah, it was October. I didn't know it was that long ago. I listened to this when I went up there. Yeah, so. This was actually the whole drive back, pretty much. So that kind of tells you the length. Now, I do stop every now and then, listen to some music now and then, just to get my... Because if I listen to audiobook too long, my mind gets fried. So it was pretty much almost the whole trip back, you know, North Dakota to Texas. So you can kind of tell you the length that this takes. So
yeah.
The only book I've listened to longer than this... was 30 or 40 some hours. It was The Rise and Fall of the Third Reich.
Oh, okay.
So, and that's a documentary type book and very enjoyable, but really, really long. And it was, but that the story's changing it constantly, so you really don't know. So, yeah, but that kind of tells you kind of the length that this does. This isn't going to be a book, or I should say an audiobook, you're going to sit down in the afternoon and listen to it, unless you're an audio freak like Jonathan and listen to everything, you know, 400 times the speed of sound. So,
yeah, I mean, even listening to it really fast, it's still a long book. So I can imagine it's three times, four times longer at normal speed. So, yeah, it's definitely, you know, even if you listen to it every day, it's going to take you at least a good week or 2 weeks probably to really get through it all.
Yeah, because I listen to everything at two times the speed, sometimes two and a half times. It depends on them. I got myself up to two times.
Nice.
And some podcasts I can listen to two and a half when they're a little slower talkers. But for the most part, I'm about two right now. And this one, I think I listened to one and a half time speed.
And Timothy Zahn actually writes quite a few Star Wars books. I think I might have them all. I'm not sure, but I have quite a few Star Wars books that are written by him. And I'd have to say all of them are actually really good, and I would say Scoundrels is definitely like the longest of them, but he does have quite a few books where they're only like 3 or 4 CDs long. I think Scoundrels was like 8 or 12 or something like that. Like we said, it's a pretty long book, but all of his other books too are the same audio quality. They're kind of like audio, you know, dramatization books. So if you like that kind of style, definitely check out anything by Timothy Zahn. They're all really good books.
Yeah, I read something in the past by him, but it wasn't a Star Wars one. I forgot what it was because I remember the name, and I don't remember. I'll have to look at that sometime. So is there any last thing you want to talk about for this, Jonathan?
No, I think that's it. Like I said, it's a long book, but it's done really well. The sound quality is fantastic, and it's, you know, definitely worth listening if you have some time.
Yeah, if you're a Star Wars nut, it's mandatory. Listen to it now. But if you're a casual Star Wars person like me, I'm a casual Star Wars person. I'm more of a Trekkie. I know it. People can start throwing stuff and send angry email in now.
Ooh, hiss.
Yeah. But I'm not a true diehard Trekkie, so I could probably be argued back and forth, not too much of an issue. But if you are a Star Wars fanatic, go there and listen to it now, because or read it now. It's a good book.
Yeah, and it stays pretty true to like the Star Wars realm. It doesn't, like I said, it doesn't go too far, you know, off the beaten path. It stays pretty true to kind of what George Lucas set up Star Wars, you know, to be. So for the Star Wars kind of fans out there that like to keep a pure Star Wars or whatever, this is pretty close.
Yeah, this realistically could have been Star Wars 4.5. And
yeah,
you wouldn't have ruined anything between 4 and 5, really.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yep, go ahead, listen to it. It's good. You know, it's still not a bad score. You understood why now, and if none of those things bother you and you're like, man, I like long stuff, you're going to give it a higher score than me and Jonathan gave it, because you're going to enjoy it immensely then. So again, thank you for downloading this and taking time out of your busy time to listen to our podcast. It really means a lot to us. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, want to contact us or anything, just you can email Tracy at podnuts.com. That's TRACY, no E or I in there or anything like that. If you want to get hold of Jonathan, send it to me and just put send to Jonathan, and I'll make sure Jonathan gets it. And thank you guys for everything. And again, don't forget to go to podnuts.com/Amazon. And thanks for everybody. Have a good day, good week, good month. And sign us off, Jonathan.
Thank you all for listening and downloading, and we appreciate Podnuts giving this platform to do this podcast. Again, don't forget podnuts.com/Amazon. If you want to buy Scoundrels or get the ebook, I'm not sure if there's an ebook, but either way, you can get Scoundrels at Amazon, so podnuts.com/Amazon. Thank you for listening. Thank you for downloading. We'll talk to you next episode.